In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, Our Lady of America. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Okay, so we're on volume 32, 1022, 1933, page 11, second paragraph from the bottom. Louisa starts, "So I continue to think about the divine will, and before my mind, the most beautiful scenes of the divine operation appeared as all in the act of giving themselves to me in order to make themselves known so as to receive my little love, my little gratitude, and my little thanksgivings." Okay, so here, this beautiful scenes of the divine operation appears to her, giving themselves to Louisa in order to make themselves known to Louisa, in order that she then can, so then she can give her little love, her little gratitude, her thanksgiving in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. So it gives us an understanding of the rounds. These beautiful scenes of the divine operation have appeared to her, and they will appear to us. And again, this is going to happen. When it's going to happen, we don't know. As all in the act, this is the prime act of giving themselves to Louisa, and they're going to give themselves to us as well, to make themselves known to us. And therefore, once we know what this is, all the I love yous that are around him, that is founded in these divine operation and this divine scenes, the beautiful scenes, we will also be able to respond back with our little love linked or one with the divine love of God, our little gratitude, one with the divine gratitude of God, one that Jesus gave to the Father, the divine thanksgiving that Jesus gives to the Father, that Mary gave to the Father. So this new way of living, this new way of praying, is what God wants us to possess. Sorry. So he's asking us to begin to allow him, the Lord God Almighty, to accomplish these things that he did with Louisa. Now, it doesn't mean that we're going to experience this until the divine will reigns in us, but we have to understand that what's coming is something, like she says, is so beautiful, the most beautiful scenes of the divine operation that we're going to participate in. God created everything for Adam, and Adam was in God's image and likeness. Adam could give back to God what God gave to Adam in a divine manner. This is what God wants for us. So instead of, like these, she says, her little love, her little gratitude, her little thanksgivings are one with Jesus, one with Mary. God wants us to enter into this abundant life of Jesus, this abundant life of Mary, and to begin to respond not in a human manner, but in a divine manner, as Jesus did, as Mary did. So again, this is, you can't find this in the lives of the saints. They did not have Louisa. This was only found with Louisa, and that's what God now wants us to begin to enter into. So don't limit God. Okay, well, again, what does that mean? Say to the Lord that, oh, this can't happen to me. It has to happen to you. If it happened to Louisa, Jesus is offering this to us. So when we are in front of the Blessed Sacrament, that's the main place for us. What we can participate in is this most beautiful scenes of the divine operation. Okay, the prime act of God. He wants us to enter into this life. It's not to doubt it. It's to say, well, I can't wait until the Lord lets me enter into this. So that means that we have to be prepared. We have to be formed. We have to get ready for this. Okay. So Jesus says this. My beloved Jesus added, my blessed daughter, for the one, Louisa, the one who lives in my divine will, all times are hers. Okay, so when we do our rounds, when we do our prayers, when we do our prevenient act and our actual acts, we're also to enter into this all times. Okay, when we pray, it's in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. It's to be with Adam when he was created, to be with the last person that ever's going to exist. There's no time or space in the divine will. All times are ours, okay? This is what Jesus is saying. So we have to discipline ourselves to enter into this life, okay? So like when you're praying the rosary, you can be with Jesus and Mary in those mysteries. Allow God to take you there. Allow God to have His way with you. Let Him take you where He wants to take you. Now, again, this isn't forced. You're not trying to force yourself to do this. It's to allow God to fill you with the love of Jesus, with the love of Mary. With the love that Louisa possesses, to be with Jesus and Mary, again, with each mystery of the Holy Rosary. And then to spend time with Jesus and Mary. I mean, even if there's no mystery, to be with Jesus, Mary, and Joseph in Nazareth, to be with Jesus, Mary, and Joseph in Egypt, to be with Mary and Jesus after the death of Joseph, to be with Jesus, as he's walking with his apostles, and as they, pick the grains of wheat off the plants and have be there with the Jewish leaders complaining to Jesus. I mean, really, let Jesus take you where he is. Again, there's no time or space. All times are ours as well. So when we limit God and say, well, that's not for me, God's going to say, that's right, it's not for you. It's because you've stopped it. You have to say to Jesus, okay, for the one who lives in my divine will, all times are hers. Okay, that's what I want. Okay, lead me, guide me, direct me, Lord, to what you want me to possess, that which you gave to Louisa. So when you're praying, be free. I mean, really, you have to be free of time and space. This is the bivocation that Jesus says is what he gives to the souls who live in the divine will. And it's not like the bivocation of the saints. It's to be with Jesus. It's to be with Mary and Louisa, wherever they were. Be with Jesus as he takes Louisa through the universe. I mean, again, everything is ours if we wish. That's what God wants to give us. So Jesus says this, and I love to hear repeated to me by her what creatures have not done for me. Okay, so we're repairing and redoing. Again, the whole thing of the divine will is to repair and redo in the divine will in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. You know, if you're in history, you could go back and repair. One of the things that Louisa talks about is going to the battlefields and to be with the soldiers who are wounded, be with the soldiers who are dying, and all the despair that's there. To repair and redo in the name of everyone and everything, you know, in every battle. I mean, think about, you know, since Cain and Abel, there's just been blood on the ground. And that's what the evil one wants. He wants us to kill each other. He wants us to destroy each other. And we see that more in a more powerful way through abortion today, through the abortifex that are used to repair. Remember what Father Bucci said, that his Aunt Rosaria's mission was to help the children who were that didn't come to life through abortion, through miscarriages, to repair for them, so that as if they were born, as if they were baptized. You know, that's one of the things that Jesus gave to Louisa in volume 36. First day in volume 36, she says, may all the children who are brought to the day, brought to the light, those that are born, be baptized Catholics. And Jesus said, it is accomplished. And now all the children that were aborted, all the children that were miscarried, all the children that didn't have the chance to be born, to be baptized. Father Bucci says this was the mission of his aunt, Aunt Rosaria. So again, let the Lord take you where He wants to take you, in history, in science, in geography. Go to where Jesus wants to take you, with Him, to repair and redo in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. So He says, I'd love to hear repeated to me by that soul who lives in the divine will what creatures have not done for me, because with so much love I have operated for them, as well as what they have done for me. So here Jesus is showing us that He's asking us to repeat to Him what the creatures have not said to Jesus. And again, we do this in front of the Blessed Sacrament. The Church has already taught that one person in front of the Blessed Sacrament represents all mankind. Now, in the divine will, we can pray in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, so God hears all mankind praying with our voice. So again, what the Lord is asking is, He's saying, I love to hear this. I love to hear what the creatures have not done, what the creatures have not prayed, what the creatures have not said. And that's why, again, it's so important that we recognize that. Just a minute. That the Lord hear everyone say to Him, I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you, I adore you, I worship you. That's what God is waiting for. He's waiting for us to say this. Okay, with so much love I have operated for them. God has done everything for every soul. And then He says, as well as what they have done for me. So God's done everything, and now He's asking us to really begin to pray in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. Okay, so He says, therefore, Louisa, the one who lives in my divine will, finds creation in act, and she in the azure sky, in the refulgent sun, and the twinkling stars, gives me her kisses, her filial love, and oh, how content I am, God is, in that in so many created things I find the divine love, the divine kisses, the divine grateful acts of Louisa. She's doing it one with Jesus. So again, here, again, it shows us how to do the rounds. To adore God is the way Jesus did. When Jesus looked to the heavens, when Jesus looked at the sun, when Jesus looked at the twinkling of the stars, and we enter into that as Jesus did. This is the giving God our kisses. This is giving to God our filial love. And He says, how content I am. How content God becomes in so many created things. he finds the divine love, the divine kisses, the divine grateful acts of Louisa. So it's not, again, a saintly thing, a good thing, or a holy thing. It's to enter into the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary through Louisa. It's the new Adam and the new Eve's life that they gave to Louisa. And now Jesus is saying, if we're linked to Louisa, we can also do this. We can do what Jesus has done. We can do what Mary has done. It's their life that is perfect. They produce the divine effects, and we participate in them. It's to repair, and we do in the name of everyone and everything. So we take all mankind with us, with the love of Jesus, the love of Mary through Louisa, to adore and praise and love and our Heavenly Father. It's really to begin to live the life of God's image and likeness. That's what God's waiting for. And it begins. It begins with the souls who want to do this. So the more that you accomplish this, especially with the rounds, the more that you accomplish this and enter into this, again, don't expect a lot at first. I don't want to put a limit on what God is doing, but you have to learn how to do this. It's like riding a bicycle. It takes time, you know, and then you're good at it. And this was the same thing doing your acts and your rounds in the divine will. It's enter into the sky, enter into creation, enter into the sun, enter into the twinkling of the stars as Jesus did, as Mary did, the Son of God and the Mother of God. Enter into this life that they taught Louisa. So the more that we link ourselves to Louisa, the happier we're going to be. It's very, very clear. It's divine love, divine kisses. It's not, this isn't human. It's divine to allow to be, to everything in, with, through, and for Jesus, as Jesus does everything in, with, through, and for Louisa and us. So he says, "And I, God, convert all things for her into divine joy, into a divine defense, and into her property." It's to enter into this life that God originally planned for Adam. It's not good and holy and saintly. It's divine. It's to possess what God wants us to take. Okay. And again, it goes into, I convert all things into, for her, into divine joy. I give you my joy that your joy may be complete, into her defense, into her property. And oh, how beautiful it is to be divinely recognized, Jesus says. Divinely loved, Jesus says, in those same works, because we, Triune God, have done them together with Louisa, and now with us, because we, Triune God, have loved divinely. Okay, so God is asking us to really become what he has planned from the beginning, and that is to be in God's image and likeness. So when you enter into this gift, you have to remember, God breathed his image and likeness into dust, and out of the dust came the image and likeness of God. And again, when we say Adam, it sort of limits what God has done. We think Adam is a human. No, it's what came out of the dust was the image and likeness of God. And when we call the divine will, come divine will, come reign on earth as it is in heaven, we are that dust. Come and reign in this dust. May your kingdom come and reign on earth in me as the saints in heaven possess you. So it's, we want to be in God's image and likeness. Okay. And the saints were taught how to do the will of God. What Jesus teaches Louisa how to live is to live in the will of God. And that's why he says how beautiful it is to be divinely recognized, divinely loved, in those same divine works that God has done, because we, and the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit with Louisa, have done them. And now with us, because we, Triune God, have divinely loved. This is the image and likeness of God breathed into the dust. So what we're reading is not found with any of the saints. It's not there. And the reason it's not there is because they didn't have Louisa. So the more that we can, live this life, the more that we can read this, study this, put this into practice, the sooner the kingdom is going to be given to all the world. But it's not everybody that's doing it. It's not very, very few people are reading the divine will and trying to enter into the image and likeness of God. Most people are limited by their doubts, by their worries, by their fears, by their anxiety, by their complaints, by their negativity. It's to let Jesus reign in us is what God is asking. He wants us to really begin to understand that this is not saintly, it's not good, it's not holy, it's divine. So you look at it, oh, how beautiful it is to be recognized, divinely recognized. Okay, we're recognizing in all of creation, God's I love you, and we're participating in that. We're repairing in the name of everyone, everything, past, present, and future. So Jesus continues, she, this is Louisa, finds the little epic of innocent Adam. And together with Adam, Louisa gives me his innocent embraces, gives me his chaste kisses, gives me the divine love of the Son, of image and likeness of God. So again, there's no time or space. So you can go back, and again, everybody should be doing this. What Jesus has shown Louisa, we have to do. Okay, so go back to the beginning of time. Go back to God breathing into the dust. And together with Jesus, breathe in. When you breathe in that divine I love you, that Ruah of God, that breath of God. Together with Adam, one with Louisa, we can give back to God Adam's innocent embraces. Do you see why it's so important that we don't limit God? Go back to paradise. Go back to the creation of Adam. Again, you have to train yourself to do this by doing it. Go back to the garden. Remember what Jesus said to Louisa in Vine 26, the very first day she walked into the garden. So she says, this is a simile of the Garden of Eden. And even though it's not as beautiful and flowery, it is the garden. And wherever you are, have your own garden that you could go in. It doesn't mean you plant fruits and vegetables, but have a place where you can enter into the garden. And again, where there's no time or space, you can enter into Eden. You can be there with Jesus, with Mary, with Louisa, with Adam, with Eve. You can be there and give to God what he is asking for. He says, the innocent embraces, the chaste kisses, this love of Son, this love of newly created. And repeat back to God what Adam said. Echo back to God what Adam said. I love you, my Father. I love you, my God. I want to give back to you this divine I love you. Okay, and so Jesus says, And Louisa says, oh, how happy I feel because I see my paternity recognized. I see my paternity loved. I see my paternity honored. So Jesus wants us to recognize that to be with Adam in the beginning of time in the garden, to give to Jesus his innocent embraces, his chaste kisses, his this love, God feels he says, I feel happy, divinely happy. Why? Because my paternity is finally recognized again. This is why he created Adam in image and likeness, so that he could be recognized. My paternity loved, my paternity honored. To know God in this way is what God wants. So if he did this with Louisa, he can do this with us. Again, there's no time or space in the divine will. When you're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, this is a perfect time to travel back to paradise, to begin to see all of Eden, to journey through Eden with, and again, it's not a dream. It's not just a desire. It is a reality. Let the Lord take you back to the garden. Let the Lord take you back to the beginning of time. You have to understand what Jesus did with Louisa is every night they would tour the universe, you know, and I remember seeing Louisa's socks and they were filthy and they had holes in them. And I just went, you know, couldn't they buy her some nice socks? But it was just to show us that Louisa walked with Jesus through all eternity. She walked everywhere with Jesus. And to come back, to wake up in the morning with socks that had holes in them and dirt all over them, just proved that Louisa went with Jesus. Now, that's what he's going to do with us, as much or as little as we want. If we let God do this, you know, the same thing will happen. He will tour all of the universe. He will show us everything. The galaxies. There's, again, no time or space with the divine will. But you have to let God do that. And now if you become afraid, God's not going to do it. He's not going to show you things. But you see, the more that you do this, the more real it becomes. Why? That's like God, you're being trained to do this. God's training you to let him have his way. So don't just, you know, well, this is not vocal prayer. It's not mental prayer. It's not contemplative prayer. Yeah, it's not. It's to enter into oneness with Christ, like as he says, to travel all throughout the universe. God's waiting for us to do that. Now, I do believe that since this has happened to Louisa, Jesus is asking us, would you be willing to do this as well? And again, this is where you should have a spiritual director. It should be a priest to help you understand what this is, because the devil can mimic anything. And a lot of times when people have a wonderful feeling, they go for that feeling and they want the gift rather than the giver. And they say, oh, I want that again. I want to experience that again. And the devil mimics that. And so it's not to want, but to let God have his way. You see what I'm saying? It's not to say, I really like that. I want to do that again. And that's where we have to have guidance, okay? Because the devil's sly and he loves to trick us. So again, it's not to have the feeling, but to be with Jesus. That's all that we want. And this is why he says, and I exchange, again, then we receive how beautiful it is to feel myself father and to feel, and as such, feel myself loved by my children. And I, God, exchange my kisses, my paternal embraces. And I give to Louisa and the little children linked to Louisa as right of her property the infinite joys of my paternity. So we see God as Father. We see God as Lord and Savior and Master and King. He becomes our everything. And that's what we want. We want God to be in charge. So he says, what shall I not give to my children after I've been loved and recognized as Father? I shall give them everything. I shall not deny them anything. And they shall give me the right and the joy of my children. So here, you're getting a glimpse of the rounds, okay? You're getting a glimpse of what the rounds will bring you to. And that's just going back to Eden, where there's no time or space. You can go back to Eden together with Jesus to receive. We can give to God what Adam gave to God, the innocent embrace of the chaste kisses, the love of son. And then it says, and I, how happy I feel because I see my paternity recognized, loved, honored. How beautiful it is to feel myself as Father. Again, this he is our Heavenly Father. And I, as such, feel myself loved by my children. See, right now, people love the things of earth. There's more loving of the world, the flesh, and the devil than of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And again, just statistically, you have 7 billion people and 1 billion are Catholic, and out of the 1 billion, how many are really, really Catholic? You know, when you really think about it, it's a sliver of what the 1 billion is. So you got 1 out of 7 are Catholic. And yet, how many out of that 1 billion are really Catholic? So Jesus is saying, I want to be loved. I want my children to love me. I want an exchange of kisses. I want a paternal embrace. I want to give us the right of the heavenly property, the Garden of Eden as our property. The infinite joy of my paternity. What shall I not give to my children after I have been loved? I have been recognized as their father. He says, I'll give them everything. You have to understand, this is not about being good and holy and saintly. It's about sharing in divinity. It's about going back to where Adam was before the fall. And now you can understand why Jesus says the saints will be like a halo around the sun. S-U-N. But Jesus says we're going to enter into the Son. This is what the little children of the Holy Divine Will are going to do. We're going to enter into the Son to participate in God as God originally planned. So he saved the best for last. And he's asking us, would you be willing to be with Louisa and receive what I gave to her? He says, she's the only one that has done this. And he's saying to us, do you want this? I will give it to you if you wish. I mean, God is gratuitous. He's constantly giving. But he will not give something that you don't want. So we have to say to Jesus, I want this life. You have to say to Jesus, I want to recognize you as Father. I want to be in the Garden of Eden. I want to give to you, Lord God, the love of Adam, the kisses of Adam, the life of a son. I want this. I want this. This is why, because you want me to have this. And then Jesus says, I will give you everything if that happens. I shall not deny them anything, and they shall give me the right and the joy of my children. So when you look at the lives of the saints, and again, we love the lives of the saints, but that was to do the will of God. Now Jesus is saying, I want to do more. I want you to enter into the life of the divine will, to go where Adam was before the fall. So when you think about this, it's to be in God's image and likeness, to be in the image and likeness of God. It's not just to be good and holy and saintly. That's volume 1 through volume 10. It's more than that. It's volume 11 through volume 20, how to receive, how to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit, and volume 20 through volume 36, how to receive the divine inheritance of the Father. So God is now, he's now saying, the only way that that can happen is if you give me your human will. And that's why we pray the six steps that Our Lady taught Louisa, the first 6 days in, of Our Lady and the Virgin Mary in the kingdom. To enter into this life is to begin to live the life that God gave to Louisa. Adam lost this life. Louisa now possesses this life. But more than Adam, because Jesus says, if Adam didn't fail, I would have taught him the book of heaven. So we're learning more than what Adam knew, because he wasn't taught this by Jesus. He failed. He taught this to Louisa. And now he's asking us, he's pleading with us to begin to live this abundant life. It's to share in his divinity. We have to understand that. Just listen to what he says. He says, what shall I not give to my children? After I have been loved and recognized as Father, I will give them everything. So this is why our prayer, we are totally confident. This Jesus, I trust in you, is important. But more than that is, I believe in you, I hope in you, I have confidence in you. Anything that we pray for, especially with a command prayer, is going to be given to us. Again, we pray with total confidence. Again, you might die before it happens, but God is going to answer that prayer. Scripture says that. Ask, believe that you have received it, and it is yours. I shall not deny them anything, and they shall give me the right. They shall give me the divine joy of my children. So we can see very clearly that this is what God has got planned. So it's not impossible. It's completely possible. Everything that you're reading here is what God wants to give you. The only person that can stop you is yourself by saying, I'm not too sure about that. God says, fine. See, he's looking for the fiat. Mary said, fiat mihi. I want to please God in all things. She says, let it be done to me as you say. As we read this, what Jesus is teaching Louisa, what Mary is teaching Louisa, we do the same thing. Let it be done to me as you say. So Jesus says, I, as God, do not know how to deny anything to Louisa and the little children linked to Louisa who lives in my divine will. I do not know, as God, how to deny anyone anything who's linked to Louisa. If I could do this, I would deny it to myself. To see the intimacy, the union that God is calling Louisa to is one with God, fused with God. Fused with God. Not just to be bound to God, but fused to God. Welding, two pieces of metal welded together cannot be separated. He says, if we're with Louisa, he says, I do not know how to deny anything to you. He says, if I could do this, he says, I would have to deny it to myself, which is impossible. Therefore, he says, I, God, give everything. Do you see why in the divine will we are happy? I, God, give everything. If Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa repeats for me the scenes of giving me everything. So this is the rosary, the 20 mysteries. This is everything in sacred scripture. Be with David as he's singing before the ark, dancing before the ark. Be with Abraham as he leaves Ur. You can be there with them, adoring God and loving God and praising God for what God is going to do. It's everything in sacred scripture. He says it very clearly. He says, therefore, I give everything, and I'm waiting for Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa to repeat for me the scenes of giving me everything. So we have all of sacred scripture to go through. Everything in sacred scripture, we can be there. Again, there's no time or space. We can be there adoring God, loving God, praising God, thanking God, glorifying God. You know, what the Lord is asking of us is, are you willing to repair and redo in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future? So when we think about that, be, you know, anything in sacred scripture that you're interested in, when you're reading, say, I want to be there. And you can be there. Again, you have to understand what Jesus is giving to Louisa is what he gave to Adam in the beginning. Image and likeness, to be one with God, fused with God in his holy divine will. To repair and redo in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. So don't limit God by saying, well, I can't do that. God says, fine, then you can't. That's you have to understand, everything has to be fiat. Everything has to be, let it be done as you say. Remember what Jesus said. He says there will be very few at first who will live in the divine will. Very few. And so what the Lord is asking of us to do is to be that those few, faithful, obedient. Again, Adam was unfaithful. Adam was disobedient. This is what God is looking for. So he says, therefore, in the divine will, there are exchanges of works. In the divine will, there's reciprocal love that forms such moving scenes as to form the paradise of God and paradise of the soul. Again, there's nothing that we cannot do in the divine will. You have to understand this. It's divine. Okay? And again, this is why you need spiritual direction. You can't do a divine thing. It's Jesus that you're one with who does the divine things. It's Mary that's with you. It's the new Adam and the new Eve found where? Found through Louisa. Again, it's very, very important that we recognize what God is asking of us. He's asking us to, he says, being in the divine world, there's an exchange of works. Again, human and divine, reciprocal love, human and divine, that form such moving scenes as to form the paradise of God and the paradise of the soul. So you can see what God is waiting for is for, he's waiting for us to enter into this gift. Again, how do you do it? It's by doing it. Where do you do it? The best place is in front of the Blessed Sacrament, in front of a monstrance. Again, there's many things on the internet that you're with Christ in the monstrance. He's there. Enter into this life that Jesus is asking you. He's saying to form paradise, the paradise of God, to form a paradise for your soul. Oh, thousands upon thousands of times, blessed is Louisa, and the one links to Louisa, who comes to live in the celestial sojourn of my holy divine will. Thousands upon thousands of times blessed. It's not about being good and holy and saintly. It's about sharing in divinity, which the priest says every day at Holy Mass by putting the drop of water into the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. So the Lord is asking us, the Lord is pleading with us to begin to live this abundant life. It's nothing less than divine. It's nothing less than the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, found in Louisa. He's given it to Louisa. Everything is written down for us if we wish it, if we desire it. Again, listen to what Jesus is saying. What does he say? I mean, just listen to what he says. He says, thousands upon thousands of times blessed is Louisa. And the soul is linked to Louisa, who comes to live in the celestial sojourn of my will. It's not of earth, it's of heaven. So the Lord looks at us and he pleads with us. Are you willing to do this? Are you willing to give your fiat? And if we say yes, then he goes, let me do, get out of the way and let me do this. So who's the one that does it? It's Jesus. Remember what St. Louis de Montfort says, they'll be the greatest saints in the history of the church, history of the world, and it's nothing that they have done, but what God has done for them. So the Lord waits. He waits for us to give our fiat. He waits for us to say yes. He waits for us to begin this new beginning of living in the celestial sojourn of Jesus' most holy divine will. So again, this is very, very important that we begin to give our fiat in all situations so that the kingdom can be established in us on earth as it is in heaven. He loves us so much that he needs us to cooperate. He loves us so much that he's asking us, pleading with us to say yes with Louisa. Again, don't limit God. Don't say, well, this is not for me, because then God says, yes, it's not for you. He's looking for the souls that say fiat. If the Blessed Mother had said, well, it's not me, I can't do that, God would have said, sorry. You know, the redemption can't take place. Now sanctification is ready. God is ready to do this, and he's looking at us. He's pleading with us. Are you willing to say fiat? Are you willing to boldly go where no man has gone before? Are you willing to do what I did with Louisa? Are you willing to let me take you to paradise? Are you willing to let me take you to the kingdom? Again, are you willing to adore me and love me and praise me and thank me and bless me in all of creation, in all of redemption? He says, I want to give you the sanctity of sanctities. This is what God's waiting for. So we say, yes, Lord, let it be done as you say. So we'll end there. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.